Blog Talk Radio.
Breastfeeding and thoughts. Irishmen who drink. Premature ejaculation.
Good evening, my child. I am Chuck Landington, and this is an all-new episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. So Anderson Cooper goofed on Dave Mustaine this week. Quit stealing our act, pal. Keep it up, and next week Rob will bleach himself and go hang out with starving Haitians. Actually, that sounds sorta great. Here's the show.
I will not be hanging out with starving Haitians.
Well, hate the Haitians. The Haitians.
Haitian.
They can't keep Haitian. Up with you with the food, so they'll never.
They can't keep up with you with the food and the hyphens.
Right, you'll get all the food.
Well, Rob said he was making fried shrimp soon, so maybe you could share some of that with the starving Haitians.
No, I only have enough for myself.
You could buy more. You haven't made it yet.
I've already bought the shrimp.
You've bought it?
It has been bought.
And it's just going to sit in your fridge for 2 weeks?
No, I'm going to fry it. I'm frying it this evening. Welcome to
You're
Metal
not
going to
eat it raw like you ate it raw before? I thought
you
were eating raw shrimp.
Those Rob weren't raw. Those are cooked.
Okay, cooked and then refrigerated.
Yeah.
And then, like, shrimp juice.
Yeah, so it's like the shrimp version of a cold cut.
Ew! So gross.
It's early contender for the show title. The shrimp version of a cold cut.
You can't eat raw shrimp.
Fish do.
That's right.
But we're not fish.
Not, and you never will be with that fucking attitude. Gotta aspire to something.
I don't ever want to be a fish. They can't blink.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
You don't like
it. I don't like my shrimp raw. I don't like it raw.
Yes, you do.
You eat some sushi with shrimp. Scrimp.
It's usually shrimp tempura, though. Or even if it's not shrimp tempura.
It's always cooked.
Mm-hmm. There's no raw shrimp in sushi.
Lame. What about sashimi?
No.
I'm not a fan of it. But the shrimp sashimi is cooked.
Why?
What about sea urchin? Do you like to eat sea
urchin? Yeah, unagi, right? Uni?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've had that.
Who comes up with this
Ebi?
Shit?
You like Ebi?
Any fucking
anything
fecal
in the ocean,
matter that
out
comes
out
of the ocean.
I think
up.
It's just the Japanese word for it.
A sea urchin is like the poop that comes out of a fish.
Is it?
I don't know. It looks like it.
No.
I had you going there. Let's create an urban legend today.
Okay.
Sea urchin is fish shit? Which fish?
Who knows? Make something.
Halibut shit?
Carp.
Okay.
Say carp.
Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Carp shit. Does she look like she could take a dump?
Boy.
Who, Ursula? Hell yeah.
No, are you okay? Why are you coughing? Do you have the flu?
No, we're just smoking out of this, like, really strange pipe.
Oh, what is that?
I feel like Sherlock Holmes when I smoke out of this.
It's, like, 8 inches long.
It looks like a tampon travel case.
A travel case?
Well, if you hide the
what
pipe
kind of
part.
What
kind of tampons are you using?
Yeah.
I don't use tampons. I use pads.
He's trying to keep his hymen intact. Fuck with that.
So anyway,
we have two special guests sitting in, Monica, who you've surpassed Sean for most consistent episodes in a row.
Hello. Yeah, was I here last week?
Yeah, I think for an hour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And Jake is sitting in too.
Hello, Jake. That's the last thing he's gonna say.
Yeah.
That was so reserved.
And that was Jake.
All right.
Well, we have to pay him for every word he says.
That's right. It's expensive.
He had a really good ringer off the air, so he gets partial credit.
Yeah,
for
he
that.
Did have a good thing.
I didn't hear it.
We'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
It was unless really offensive.
Yeah.
So, what show are we doing again here?
This man's got a career he has to maintain,
right,
so we don't want to
say
it on the air.
That's right.
It was something really mean about Eddie Trunk.
Is that true?
No.
I'd like to hear that.
It could have been.
That we could probably say on the air. I don't think anybody.
We wore out the Cousin Brucey meme, so we got to move on.
Eddie Trunk is just a successful Ken Pierce.
Yeah.
Isn't he, basically?
Right? Is he that successful, though?
Compared to Ken Pierce?
Yeah.
He has a job in media. He doesn't host his own blog on like an AOL publisher.
He has a nationally syndicated radio show and a serious radio show.
I didn't know about either of those two things. I just knew him from that. It's the VH1.
And he has a VH1 show.
And from being an overnight DJ on New York radio.
That's syndicated, that show.
Is it? I thought it was.
Throughout the country, Friday Night Rocks.
I didn't know that.
Did it start out as a
New York
show? Yeah, but that's.
Radio is all about syndication now because that way you have to pay less people.
Yeah, I'm sure. I can imagine.
People get fired, and it's like, well, we don't want to hire new people. Let's just buy some other show.
I just didn't know he had achieved that.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, this is what happens when you buddy up with Mike Piazza.
Future Hall of Famer, Mike Piazza.
No.
Hopefully.
Well.
That was a joke that nobody got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
But you said no sports talk on this show, so we're going to...
Yeah.
Rob
Save that for the Darren and Sid show.
Rob brought it up.
It was a little joke. It was a little joke.
Very little.
So one of the biggest stories of the week, let's just get into it.
Al Roker.
Okay.
That we're not talking about by square footage.
No, let's start with Al Roker. Al Roker was in the White House.
Yeah.
And he sharted. So that's exciting. Here's a video of the
Brown
Darren.
House.
Can we pause this for a second just to give the backstory? Like
sure.
He had
the whole thing is a backstory, isn't it?
He had some kind of surgery to staple his stomach or something.
Yeah, like gastric bypass.
Yeah, there's only certain things he can eat, so I guess he ate the wrong thing and went to the White House to meet with Obama, and he pooped himself.
What did he do with his underwear?
Well, he explains everything. He explains what he did with his underwear. Here it comes.
Smaller stomach, you feel full sooner, and the path for food to travel...
Oh, so he had gastric bypass surgery, right?
Yeah,
that was the thing. Yeah, but he had that years
shorter,
ago.
So you absorb fewer calories. Eat too much or eat the wrong foods, and there can be consequences.
Isn't
Al says he learned
anyway?
That lesson
yeah.
the hard way, 1 month after the surgery,
a whole,
while
like, news
visiting
on
the
it?
White House.
When you have a bypass and you know your bowel has been reconstructed, you think you're pretty safe.
Ugh.
And I probably went off and ate something I wasn't
bowel.
Supposed to. And as I'm
Love
walking to the press room,
yeah.
I got to, pass a little gas here. So I'm
the
walking by
band?
Myself. Who's
no, but it'll make a really great
Come on, he's talking right over the whole thing.
Serious. I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
I love the interviewer. Like, this is 60 Minutes. It's so serious.
Why is he on 60 Minutes? Was it just to talk about shitting himself?
I don't think it was. I was just saying it's 60 Minutes.
But either way, why is this an interview that exists? Why is this something
that
ever needed to be discussed?
Because this is a topic that Americans need to know about.
Al Roker is going to be endorsed by Depends. This is like his next business move.
Oh, Ja Rule just said that Al Roker ate raw shrimp and he shit himself.
Watch out, Rob.
Maybe a warning for you, Rob.
Yeah, be careful.
I only eat fried or cooked shrimp.
Says the man with raw shrimp in his mouth right now.
It's macaroon.
Shrimp macaroon.
Shrimp macaroon.
It's Japanese raw shrimp.
Rob is a jumbo shrimp.
Rob just sharted himself.
You did a shrimp.
Oh, no. I have macaroon in my mouth. But I love how Al Roker is just sitting there all serious. Like, he never cracks a smile. He never
very
laughs.
Very important.
He's just like, yes, I had a little too much to eat and a little poop came out. And the interview is cooperating, too.
A little poop came out, yes?
In your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Well, she states it first.
But enough that I knew.
Which is a common side effect of this surgery.
Exactly. And so, I was panicking. And so I got to the restroom in the press room, threw out the underwear, and just went commando.
And what did that tell
you?
He threw out the underwear in the press room?
I've got to be very vigilant.
Imagine the poor schmuck, like the maid that has to go to clean the bathroom, and Al Roker's gigantic fucking granny panties full of pooper.
Well, also, just beyond the fact that it's a maid that has to deal with this, is the fact that, like, you. This is probably like a first. Like the, you don't have to clean shitty underwear out of the garbage can in the White House bathroom often.
Or maybe now
usually
more
it's
people.
Usually like napkins.
Well, when George Bush Senior was in there, maybe.
Barbara Bush,
yeah.
So
possibly.
What are you saying? Like this was a treat for the
mayor? This is just completely unexpected, even more than it would be usually.
It's worse.
It's just the fucking White House who's throwing shitty extra large boxers into the garbage here. Who does this? Does not happen. Ted Kennedy is dead. There's no one. The list of suspects is very short.
I'm sure the dog poops in the house.
But the dog isn't wearing boxer shorts.
Well, I'm fascinated by like where did he throw his poop?
And
underwear?
Also, I mean, if he got the gastric bypass surgery, does that mean that his food doesn't digest like normal food?
Well, that's what the intro was saying, that some food just goes through his body.
So do you
much
think there
quicker?
Was like pieces of like partially digested food in there?
Yeah, it was like
along
a snacker.
With
it.
He shit out a sausage and peppers hero.
He gave birth to a sausage.
He just laps. There's like a really good sausage and pepper stand right outside the White House, and he's like, oh, I always came here before.
I mean, and on the one hand, that's you now you know you shouldn't eat that, but on the other hand, if you're a thrifty person, that's the only thing you'd ever eat because it just keeps coming back out the same way.
And then I saw it laying there in the toilet, and I thought, hey, you know, why
waste
it?
The same hero sandwich for like 6 months.
It's like human centipede.
Yeah.
But manually.
Yeah.
That's just...
Wow.
Come on.
Did he say what he had for dinner?
Yeah, that would be my first question.
He didn't
what
say.
Was it?
Oh. What a horrible interviewer.
Yeah.
Get some product placement out of that.
Oh, you pooped your pants?
He knew what he was getting into. I don't feel sorry for him.
Oh, I don't feel
sorry
for him.
You're going to meet the president, and you know you have a problem with
your bowels.
Your shit. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, don't...
Don't meet the president. Don't meet the president.
I mean, he got his surgery like 2 years ago, so I think he's had enough time to test the waters.
I think he said that was like right after he got the surgery.
Oh, and this was in 2002.
He didn't just poop.
10 years, but he's just admitting to it now. So it's like a revelation.
Such a big
wonder why
deal.
He felt the need to bring
it. Oh, it's in his new book.
Oh, it's to sell books. Okay, now I get
Gotta
it.
Got to bring out the poop story.
That's probably the best story he has.
Oh, yeah, well, Cliff, this is what's getting him all the publicity.
So we don't need the book.
We're contributing, too.
Yeah, well, we won't say the name of the book.
Well, we needed a break from talking about our own poop to talk about our
book.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
poops. The book is true.
Oh, that's actually the title of the book, Everyone Poops by Al Roker.
Everyone poops, but this book's just about mine.
Do you think it was like a repressed molestation memory? Like he just remembered this?
A meal that molested him? He's going to sue Arby's for trauma.
I love that my Google ad on this page is for a PAX vaporizer. Gotta love that retargeting ads from Google.
Every page you are on, that's what they target.
It's just because Google just has my cookies and like, oh yeah, this guy smokes
weed.
This guy
has a lot of cookies. He's probably a pothead.
What am I doing wrong in my searches that every single time I go on a website with an ad like that, I always get the one with the burn victim and the hair loss?
Yeah, I get
every
the hair whip
time,
a lot. It's
no matter
exciting.
What website I'm on, I always get that one.
Okay, that's because
she looks
aren't visiting enough websites that participate in the retargeting, so no one is targeting you. So Google is just crapping out its shittiest ads, which are the public service announcements, which they do for very little money.
It's just like it's this guy's...
You can block the ad, though. There's like an X at the
it's
upper right.
It's little kid hair lips.
No, it's like in a banner. Or
yeah, I understand. It's the banner, if it's a, it's like a ad choices banner.
Can you do it for me?
There's
right
an
now,
X in the upper right corner of the
ad.
No. No, I can't.
I don't know how to use technology.
There's no X in the Israeli alphabet. She has no idea what that means.
There's a ch.
Click the ch.
Yeah, where's the ch on the page?
Right next to the ch. I used to have a chain when I was younger. I was I used to wear it around my neck. It was very pretty. It was gold.
So yeah, look for those. I guess in this Google one I can't click on. Sometimes there's an X.
No, but when we're at work, Noah starts like yelling because she hates that. She's like, I just want to read this article without seeing this burn victim. Yeah. I don't know. They just show up on her computer. Yeah.
Noah, are you searching for burn victims?
Like, I don't think so.
Clear your cookies, Noah, so that they don't keep finding burn victims.
But I like cookies.
And Gerald asks if Rob can also explain how to empty his recycle bin on the air. Very difficult.
Sure, there are two ways. You can either right-click on the recycling bin and hit empty recycling bin, or you can double-click the recycling bin and go to file, empty recycling bin.
And that way you could do it item by item if you want to.
Well, that as well.
Noah,
join me for my new podcast, Tech Support with Rob.
And Noah.
No, Tech Support for people who've never used the computer.
Yeah, your grandparents will love it.
Tech Support for Noah by Rob.
It's like those CD-ROMs that they sell for old people that explain how to use Windows and whatnot. Yeah.
It should be called I Don't Noah. That'll be the name.
Yeah.
That is magnificent.
I Don't Noah with Rob, where Rob teaches Noah how to use a computer.
Well, it's always been that way, though. For years, Rob always showed me how to do stuff online. Uh-huh. Like find
fiber?
Porn.
Like close windows?
close windows, yeah. And how to shut off a computer. Shut down, excuse me.
Turn your computer on mute and then off mute.
Have you shown her how to reboot? That's pretty high level stuff.
Yeah.
This one's for Sid, by the way. Uh-oh. El Duderino. Looks like tech support's being outsourced to Iran now.
Oh.
That wasn't funny. I was born in this country.
Sound like Al Roker talking about his poop now.
It's an inaccurate joke.
I agree. I just thought Sid would find it funny, so I read it to him.
Oh yeah, don't pander, Darren. I don't need your pandering. You do not agree.
For the record, Rob was not born in Iran. El Duderino. For your information.
Well, I'm glad someone else is.
FYI, Noah, that means for your information. And
wait,
oh,
Sid,
okay.
Where was I born?
I was
Jordan.
Says the immigrant. Where were you born, Sid?
Minsk.
Germany?
Minsk.
Austria.
Oh. Austria.
From Minsk. That's where my family's from.
I didn't know that. Yeah, totally guessed. I was joking.
Austria. So a Nazi state.
Well, is it?
It was at some point.
Sure.
Some point.
Well, Hitler was born there too.
Do you know what wasn't a Nazi state? America, where I was born.
Iran.
I still haven't seen that birth certificate. It was all speculation.
Oh, you'll see when I run for and win the presidency of the United States because I am a citizen.
Wow, you really can run for office. You can be the next president of the United States of America.
Yep.
And legalize weed.
Pazbani 2016.
Did you do it?
You had to figure out what year it was.
Would I do it? No. It's a lot of work.
Mate? Who's your running mate?
Tommy Chong.
No, not
hey, really. Oh, no. I need someone like
Darren.
On the other
Darren.
End. Glenn Beck.
No, say Darren.
So you run Republican?
Darren.
Darren.
And then we could just do the podcast
Darren?
In the White House.
Just say Darren.
Darren!
There we go.
Wouldn't Frank Godla be your running mate? As in life, as in presidency?
Frank Godla has an unclean record, I don't think.
You have
too many things to come up.
I have a good point in the chat. You know who else was born in Austria? Hitler.
Yeah, I said that.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. I just heard that the Nazi
sure.
state.
We know Darren can't be your running mate because you got him arrested that time.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Well, he got himself arrested.
Oh, fair. Well, then you can't even run.
It's not on my record.
Is it on Darren's
and,
record?
No,
oh, okay, then. Yeah. We just delete this podcast and then we'll
I just wouldn't
out.
Run with him because of that. I hate him.
Would you run against him?
Yes. I'm gonna...
Here we go.
Robert Pazvani says he was born in America. Where's the ominous music? We need that. No, I don't want to echo or anything. Just.
What did you get arrested for?
Weed smoking, which I didn't do.
No, he got arrested because Rob
guilty
was smoking weed.
I was
smoking on that. I was guilty of standing next to Robert Pazvani while smoking.
They guilty of being a friend.
Yes.
Oh, my
God.
You know,
like
over lock,
like for a few hours. Yeah.
We
were in holding.
That.
We were in jail.
Did you get fingerprinted?
Yes.
You
oh, my
finger
gosh.
Something else.
I can't believe also. That.
We've talked about this before.
I'm sorry, I don't
Robert Pazvani says he was born in the United States of America.
I was born in the United States of America.
But where's his birth certificate?
And also just look at him.
And also just look at him. Look at that bushy hair.
I'm growing my hair long.
Robert Pazvani says he doesn't like to fuck small infants.
I don't like to fuck small infants.
But he does.
Only medium-sized ones. He gets off on a technicality.
Robert Pazvani claims he cooked his shrimp.
I cooked my shrimp, everyone.
But what's that in his mouth right now?
raw shrimp.
Robert Pasmani claims he listened to Psyopus.
I love Psyopus.
But here's 83 clips of him saying he hates Psyopus.
Fuck Psyopus. I hate Psyopus. Psyopus is the worst. Don't tell anyone, but I don't like Psyopus.
Robert Pasmani claims he never wore JNCOs.
I wore JNCOs.
Okay. What? Cooperate, will ya?
I never wore JNCOs.
Paid for by Americans against Robert Pasmani.
So everyone, all Americans, this is part of our tax money.
Paid for by Americans against terrorism.
It's not nice.
Oh.
Terrorism is really not nice. It's pretty fucked up.
That's what the attack ad would be. Not that you really are that. They're lying.
I know these attackers.
Rob claims he fingers girls in public. That's a good one.
I've done it.
Shining wizard.
But just smell his hand. It smelled like Cheetos. Not gold.
Hey, the girl had some Cheetos in her vagina. What am I supposed to do?
It's a fun game we play.
Makes you think you're hooking up with a redhead. Get that cheese dust down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Ginger.
Have I fingered you in public? Give us a call. 646-929-1357.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Off the hook.
No, here's one of the bitches I fingered. No, no, no.
Right. Oh, Rob.
She had a pebble caught in there. You had to pry it out.
In case anyone has just started listening, like the last few months, can you restate what that story was about the fingering? I'm actually a little fuzzy on it myself.
It was in a movie theater that I was fingering this girl that I was dating.
But it was as one. I mean, I thought it was like you used to do that.
Oh, I guess I have done it in other places. Yeah, but that was the story that I told on the air.
Oh, okay.
I've also done it just on a park bench.
Wow.
With a homeless lady?
That's that homeless lady.
Was she wearing
a skirt?
It was that poor homeless lady that would hang out around the Kings Highway Public Library.
Oh. Why?
I remember when I used to go to the Kings Highway Public Library, and there would always be homeless people in the basement.
Really? There was a basement?
Yeah, that's where you go to get all like the references.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the magazine.
The microfiche.
Yeah.
Do they even still have that?
Maybe.
They would,
at a library, probably.
In the one in my neighborhood, they would just be in the bathroom. They would just be in a stall, sleeping or something.
You would have to pee around them? You sit on their lap while you
pee. Around them? They're used to
just
it.
Just on them. Their jackets
pee,
were...
Pee the roaches off of their face?
Do them a favor.
No.
Fun game.
That's like pee the shit stain off the toilet bowl.
Yep. Ugh. I miss when we played that at Noah's with the same shit stain for like 3 months.
Ew.
At your old place, remember?
I had a shit stain.
The two bathrooms, and in one of them there was like a shit
stain. Oh, when I used to live with Tom and Arthur. Yeah. That was the boys' bathroom, so it's dirty.
They never took a toilet brush and just...
Well, I guess because they're both guys, they just didn't want to have to clean, like... the bathroom.
I remember that being, it was like the size of a quarter the first time. And then after like
maybe it just like started rusting the toilet bowl. So you were just peeing on a rust stain.
No, because it was going down. Each time I would come over and piss on it.
It wouldn't go away.
Maybe that's why they didn't want to clean it. It was like a challenge.
Possibly.
Or maybe they just noticed that like every week the shit stain would start dwindling away. So they're like, well, eventually it'll just go away by itself.
I don't have to clean the shit off the toilet bowl.
That's like one of the more grosser stories I've heard here.
You never
really?
That?
That's nothing.
You never tried to pee off like it.
Well, how is a girl going to do that?
Swat over the bowl if you see a shit stain.
But it's still probably really hard to aim.
You can still like move it around as you're peeing and aim it, I guess.
Because
you think you're like,
what
you're
looking
really
for. It's way more fun for us.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Well, oh, no. It's definitely way more fun for you guys.
But because it's less challenging. It's easier.
Yeah.
You can just aim it, but it'd be more. Maybe challenge is fun to you. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I like challenge.
Yeah. Let's shit on her bowl and see if she can knock
the stain off.
You
don't have
to
tell me twice.
Leave a big steaming dump in there.
Yeah, and not flush. Let it simmer for a while. Rob could boil some shrimp in there.
Or go and shart in my toilet so that it just splatters everywhere, and then I could just pee all over.
I can't. That's spontaneous. I can't premeditate a shart.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not Al Roker.
A shart, by definition, is a surprise.
Yeah.
It can't be.
That's
you can't purposely shart. Yeah.
Surprise!
Like, you think it's a fart, but shit comes out.
Bad surprise.
If you know it, it's just a shit in your pants. Right? I mean, it's just
shit. Guess.
There's no art to it. It's artless.
So well said.
Rob, read that comment you just responded to.
Or can I? Go ahead.
Rob fingers Al Roker's poopy pants.
Ugh.
Ew.
That's just nasty.
Rob fingers Al Roker's neck of the woods. Oh, here's a good question. Noah, have you peed in a urinal before?
No.
Have you ever had the opportunity? Have you ever been in a...
How would I even pee in a urinal?
You just go into a men's room because the women's room is taken.
Yeah.
And
squat over it.
Get on all fours and just show like
fours.
A rocket.
Why not?
Oh, you mean sideways out the back?
No,
of
like
the...
on like a dog on the floor.
But this it would go on the floor.
I'm right
it?
Here.
But
I don't even understand how it works down there. Yeah.
I understand. I questioned it immediately.
Yeah. What if you just lift one leg in the air and wave it like you just don't care?
Then a lot of people would get wet.
Yeah.
No, I'm imagining that. That is funny to me.
Please don't imagine
just,
me in that way.
Just like a torpedo, just like a water hose.
The squirta.
I mean, how many beers have I been drinking that night that I'm doing that?
Ew. Well, you couldn't pee into a urinal, like over it?
I don't think so. It's different for girls because, we have our underwear and pants to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, we could probably get it in there, but, like, in the going up part and coming down part, it's
right.
Going to get everywhere
And it's
out.
So filthy, I'd be too nervous to, like, get germs on myself.
So what would you do if you were bursting with piss and there was only a urinal?
I would probably go outside and squat in between two cars and just
pee
there.
So how do you squat and not wet your underwear outside but not in a urinal?
Well, because a urinal is elevated. So
what if it was one of those that isn't in the floor? There's some urinals that are not elevated. They're just right into the floor.
Yeah, that's
really?
A new trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. That was
actually,
that was what I was envisioning.
Yeah,
said,
I could do that.
Floors.
We'd have
also,
to turn around, though.
Also, Kasperger brings up the shiwi, which is an assistant for women to pee in urinals.
What?
It's like a little cup shiwi. That you pee in.
I don't, but then it has
it's
to be
a funnel.
Okay,
yeah.
I am not putting a funnel in there. I don't know where it's been.
But wait, all the old style, like in the public schools of New York, all the urinals are built into the ground. Like those
No, I feel like Noah probably hasn't seen too many urinals,
right,
to be
yeah.
fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, like the whole wall is a urinal.
So people just pee like all
on
over
the wall?
Wall and it just like rips down and goes into
yeah,
the drain?
Yep.
So great.
So in schools, guys like will pee on a wall and they'll just go down
yep.
and flow into a drain?
The yeah. wall is just a giant toilet, yeah.
Seems like it'd be really fun.
No, it's not
well,
a giant toilet. You're giving her the wrong. It's
yeah.
like six of them
yeah,
separated.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them
oh, yeah.
are giant toilets.
They're singular. They're singular stalls. So
it is a stall.
Yeah, but it goes
but
straight
no,
down to the floor. There's no.
There's no sink that catches it.
No, it just goes down to the floor. There's like and then there's a drain in the floor.
Yeah.
And then it's separated by
it's
a little
like
wall.
Curved.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Those are old stuff, but I've seen
Men.
Them like in Trump newer establishments
style.
Lately too.
Yeah.
What if you stood on two urinals and like straddled the middle one and peed into that? Then you'd be elevated.
Oh,
I would stood up. Okay, but how much space is there for me to squat where my ass is not touching the wall?
No, now he's
face
saying that
way.
We would stand. That we would actually stand on one urinal, like 1 foot on one urinal and 1 foot on another. So we're standing up, and then our feet would just have to shoot down into
well,
the middle.
Well, what about
one.
Our pants? We'd have to like either be
oh,
wearing.
Oh,
we'd
have to be naked.
Yeah, you gotta take the pants
yeah,
off and
skirt.
Fold them up and put them on the sink.
That's
Ew,
too much work to
sink.
Me.
I wouldn't want
any
of my touching any of those sinks either.
Gross, I suppose.
I would rather just hold it in until my bladder explodes and then I'll just pee myself.
There's a good point in the chat, too, that Billy Nye, though, he said, I hate urinals anyway. I can only pee in stalls. I cannot only pee in stalls. I prefer the stalls.
I can only pee in a urinal if I'm the only one in the bathroom.
Why is that?
I have a bashful bladder, yeah.
Even
I mean, if there's people in stalls, but nobody like if there's somebody waiting to go behind me, can't do it. Too much pressure.
What if there's someone in the stall pooping? Can you?
Yeah. Because they're not actually, the door's closed, so they're not. It's
so
not
just
like
the fact that you know that someone is waiting for you to pee.
Or if somebody's next to me at the urinal, like right next to mine, I can't go.
Once they leave, do you immediately?
Instantly opens up. Mm. It's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is, you're crazy.
I guess. It's not even something I like. Mentally, I'm not.
But you said this,
but
this
just
started not too long ago, right? Like a few years ago.
Yeah.
You weren't always like this.
5 years ago, maybe, give or take.
Yeah, and what triggered
it? Only
this?
Peed for the first time 5 years ago. That's what happened.
True.
Something triggered this,
eyes.
Right?
I was at a movie theater, and there was a long line of people to go behind me, and I was about to pee, and I had never had an issue with this before, and then it wasn't coming out. I'm like, is this because there's a bunch of people behind me? And then I wasn't able to go.
In your head, what are you thinking? Like when
I'm
the
not thinking anything. I'm thinking I want to pee.
But your bladder is like,
it won't. I try to close my eyes and like force it. No, it won't. It's ridiculous.
What's going on with your bladder? Why is it so shot?
I don't know.
Maybe your bladder has to go out and just meet some people and be like, hey guys, what's up?
You should do tests. Maybe Sid just needs a friend next to me in the stall next to him.
Sid, do you want me to go into the bathroom with you right now so you can pee?
I think one of us wants that.
Definitely not this one. Come on. Oh, you Sid.
So guys in the bathroom have a wall to pee on, and also they have stalls with a toilet, or is it like a urinal in the stall?
There's a lot of different kinds of urinals and setups in that vein. But Noah just got up and walked away from the console, so I can't continue.
This is theater of the mind. Nobody knows that.
No, it's distracting. I can't give her my answer when she's not here. Now, what were you going to say, Rob?
I was just going to say, the stall, the urinals have separators usually, but they're not stalled. Yeah, if you're lucky, definitely.
What happened there, Noah?
Someone was here for a delivery, but it wasn't.
It looked like Edge.
Was it food?
No, it looked like a bottle of something.
Was it already paid for? You just had to sign
it? No.
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
No. I don't know the rest of the lyrics to that.
Neither do I.
Is that
kind of mood you're in tonight?
There you go.
Is that Billy Joel?
Yes.
Yeah. That's as much as I know.
That's as much as you should know.
Yeah. Wait, so you guys were explaining stalls to me.
Oh, but what did you ask?
There are stalls in a men's room.
With toilets in them?
Yes. But
of
not
course,
stalls
how would
urinals.
You shit if there was no...
You could... Have you ever shat in a urinal?
No, that's not...
You could just pee it away eventually,
that's not
right?
Cool.
No,
not a whole dump. Maybe
I
one
mean,
shit.
I want to say that I've seen shit in urinals, but it is not acceptable.
Oh, there's like bro codes?
Like a dingy dive bar.
It would just be someone, like too drunk to like use a toilet or something, would shit in the urinal. Because you can't flush that. That's not flushable.
Scoop that out of there.
Yeah.
What if you do it right where the drain is?
The drain is like a sink drain.
If you have like diarrhea, if you're pissing out of your ass, then I guess
that's acceptable.
Shit comes in, shit comes out. You can't flush that.
Has anyone ever peed in their sink? Or peed in a sink?
I think I probably
I've
have.
Definitely peed in a sink.
I peed in a sink.
I witnessed someone throwing up in a sink when you were there, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Whose sink did you pee in, if not your own?
Certain.
It was the sink that you used to brush your teeth when you guys lived together.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
No.
I wouldn't care. Whatever. It's not like I.
It's not like you licked the sink.
Yeah. So
no,
what
at like just venues.
Just which venues have you peed in the sink?
The old Knitting Factory.
Was there anyone else around to see you pull your dick out?
Well, it was like in the backstage area, and like all the bathroom, the toilet was being used. So then I just peed in the sink.
And no, did anyone see?
No, I wasn't doing it in front of anybody. No, I really needed to pee. I was very usually you're very intoxicated at moments such as this. I feel.
Did you wash it down? Did you have the water?
I turned down the water. Yeah, you know, I don't want it to smell.
Did you wash your hands after?
Oh, of course. That's disgusting.
Is really that's the disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Part. Did your balls rest on the counter of the sink?
Yeah.
No, I'm very tall.
That's true. That is
Did
true.
You have to stand on your tippy toes? Because
I would
like
to reiterate, I'm very tall.
I forgot about that.
And also, sometimes you can do a little arching effect where the pee arches like it's a little pee rainbow.
So why didn't you do that into the stall? Like to pee
there
on somebody
pee.
Yeah, that's like, hurry
I'm
up.
Not,
see
I'm
what's
not,
happening.
Not
go
around them.
In here.
Yeah. A little rainbow around the other person's pee.
Little urine rainbow? No, they're going to be sprinkled down. That's not sanitary.
Can you say who it was in the stall taking it up?
No.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah.
Why can't you say who it was?
Because the band was using that sink to wash up, and Rob doesn't want to admit that he peed in it.
Why do you not want to incriminate that a colleague of yours shits sometimes? Like, who was pooping? Come on.
This is
you
not.
You only told us the venue.
It was Cousin Brucey.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a place where I like to poop in the sink.
I couldn't hold it, baby.
If we ever record it serious again. I consider the last time we were there, I was in the bathroom by myself. I'm like, I could do something fucked up in here, and then maybe Chris Russo will walk into, like,
no.
Shit splattered all over.
What's going on here, Mikey?
They have a...
piss everywhere!
I feel like that would be messed up, because then the janitor would have to clean it up. And the janitors there are all really nice people.
Yeah.
It's Rick Dees, janitor.
Rick Dees?
You don't know who that is?
No.
It's good, Rick. Radio professional? Come on. Come
nope.
on. Come on.
I'm new school.
You don't part know of the Rick problem. Dees?
Who's Rick Dees?
Dees Nuts.
You're terrible, Sid. So impressed with yourself.
Rick of these nuts.
What's the condition of the Sirius bathrooms, asks Ja Rule. Well, Ja, you've been in the Sirius bathrooms, but they're fine.
What? They're normal. The women's bathroom tends to get really gross.
Oh, really?
I always find one stall with, like, a leftover poop and, like, a bunch of toilet paper.
Who
and it's
does
always,
that?
It's always, no matter which stall I choose, it's always the one that I first go into.
No.
And
maybe
I just walk
drawn,
right away.
You're drawn to those smells, and then once you see them, you're
no,
like,
no, it's because women are gross.
The worst thing is that you like when you go into a bathroom, like each stall has a different thing wrong with it.
Yes.
It would be nice if it would just be all in one, like but it's like you go to the first one, there's a big dump in there. Mm-hmm. Second one has no toilet paper, third one is piss on the seat, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Like it's just instead of the bed being just the right size, it's just there's bear shit on the bed. On every bed. But some of the bear shits have blood in them also.
Oh.
Mm. It's a nice new take on the story.
Thank you.
Goldilocks had to go pee, so she went into the bear's house.
Yeah.
One stall was too pooped up.
Why do the bears have weird multi-stall bathrooms? It's a private home.
This is like a naughty fetish story
also,
anyway.
Also, don't bears shit in the woods?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, then there goes your story. There goes your book deal.
It's your fault.
Your book deal is out the window now, Sid. I hope you're happy about that.
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Jake, what are some shitty bathrooms that you've been in?
Oh, all of them.
Oh, nice.
Well, we have routines. Like we have to like go and check out the bathroom first every time we get there because that's the most important part of the day.
And is that like written on the schedule? Like warning, bathroom is terrible.
Actually, sometimes it has been. Like if something's really bad at a venue, it'll say it on the day sheet. So there have been like shitty bathroom warnings.
Can you think of like venues where you just you do not look forward to the bathroom?
Or any that
are great, like
well,
especially
oh,
clean
yeah.
and nice?
Well, all the House of Blues are great. That's never a problem. That's the shining example of how a venue should be. But I'd say that most of them, like most of the independently owned venues, have the worst bathrooms ever, and it's the most unsanitary, like cruel thing you can do to a guy who has not taken a shower in 3 days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say that most of them are really, really bad. But if you want one that stands out in particular, the War Legion and Texas, somewhere in Texas, horrible.
Oh, what can you go into detail? Like, what's terrible about it?
It's basically it's really small. It's probably about a foot and a half wide, just enough to fit the toilet in there, and the lock never works.
Oh.
And somebody always breaks the toilet, so the only shitter in the building is that one. And it's horrible. I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy.
So lots of public shitting.
Oh, yeah.
What are good spots to shit, typically, while you're on the road?
Well, it's funny because Noah said that the women's bathroom is notoriously gross, but on the road it's notoriously cleaner than the men's bathroom.
At venues.
Yeah, especially at venues. So... we spot those out first, and it's totally cool that we do that because there are no women at the venue at like 11 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we fuck them up before the women get there.
So that's why I'm finding loose turds in the toilet. Yeah. Because bands are using them before the show.
It's funny that you mention that, because that immediately triggered a memory in my head of when Sid and Lonnie and his friends would do shows
at
a temple at a Jewish synagogue in the basement. Sid would always take a poo in the, or whatever, in the girls' bathroom, and then you would pee on the handle. I remember one time you were like, "Yeah, I just shit and I went and peed on the handles of all the girls, your girls'
really?
Stalls." And
I don't even.
And then you were just like, "Yeah, fuck them." You
really?
Were like,
"Yeah."
I absolutely remember.
I'm
you were like
impressed with myself all over again.
You're
that.
Like, "Fuck those privileged bitches."
Well, because it was annoying how the men's room was completely terrible and the girls' room was so nice. It had like a little lounge. Everything.
Well, so you have to pee on it.
You remember doing that? But
I 100. I swear, this is.
It was outlaw justice back then.
It's a punk and hardcore show.
Yeah,
of course, the women's room was immaculate.
14 to 16-year-old girls just all had Sid's DNA on their hands. I hope.
You know,
they
at least
well, they still do it today.
At least he wasn't peeing on them.
Sure.
Wow.
Some nights.
How many willing participants in that?
See, anytime you think Sid is just a terrible person, just know that he's grown and he's much more mature than he was 10 years ago.
No, but that's I feel like that's the thing. If I was running that venue now, I would still do. I would do that.
Really?
I don't remember doing.
He would
it,
also put
that.
Hidden cameras
idea.
In the girls' room.
Oh no! If I could afford a hidden camera, fuck yeah. But I no.
Oh, you're
I didn't,
so gross.
I didn't have it available.
I think you'd just be afraid of getting caught. I don't think you'd have a moral objection to it.
I don't think I would have gotten caught.
So many.
Although
sinful
those girls
thing.
Were young and skanky, I don't think they would have minded, really.
Yeah, like, so many, like, people there would just sneak upstairs to do, like, naughty things with...
Yes, or just go into the bathroom and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Like,
there were times I had to go in there and shoo couples out of the stalls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, were they just be making out or even
I don't... The door was closed.
Oh,
you just,
so you
see
just...
two pairs of feet in there and get the fuck out of there.
Right.
You should really make a sitcom about this place.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I think it's more of like a movie thing. I don't know if there could be like a weekly thing. Get on it, Sid.
Right.
This is your big
after
script.
Rob,
after
you could be the guy that sells soda and water.
Yeah,
it's really now 30-year-old Rob doing it with his bushy hair. And
I was recently thinking about it, and I can't believe like I would yell as often as I did
soda,
in between.
Water.
People
get their head hot.
People knew. They knew. Why did I have to yell that often? I don't know.
I'm going to make that paper.
Sometimes I would go and visit Rob and just, like, hang out and help him pass the time.
And this was before the podcast, so you didn't have that many things to do with your voice.
It's true.
So
it was like my performance.
Yeah.
It's true.
I can't believe we got this much out of Al Roker.
Still
on the first story.
All right. Let's take a music break. I think this is a good breaking point.
Okay.
Let's begin with a little modern black metal. From Nocmistium.
We're ready. American history. Today, the story of Gretchen Ilse von Avior, great-grandmother of the metal injection personality and Sirius certificate owner Noah Avior. In 1919, at the age of 9, Gretchen discovered her fabulous squirting powers that would later benefit all mankind.
Father, the orphanage is burning down. You have to save us.
Igora, I know that we're all in danger, but I still can't resist touching you on your no-no spot. Come here and let me look under your skirts, young lady.
Father, no! This is so wrong! Wait, what's that strange feeling? I feel like I have to pee.
Oh, dear Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's an ever-loving tsunami.
140 children survived that day as the tidal wave of vaginal juices put out the raging fire. Father O'Malley drowned in the sea of clear, sticky, gelatinous goo, and his hands never touched another underage pee-pee again. Fast forward to the 1930s. Gretchen Avior, now known to the public as the Squirter, has refined her skills to precision pinpoint accuracy, and her aid is enlisted by the local police in thwarting a bank robbery. Police position her plucky poontang pistol on a rooftop across the street, and it's open fire on the hapless outlaws.
Good Lord! Right between the eyes! Every last one!
That's one hell of an accurate snatch.
For her heroics, the Squirter is awarded the key to the city.
Squirter? Your vagina has done a great public service. Put that squirty salami smuggler on ice. We'll need it soon.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what's going on? The room is flooding.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. Award ceremonies turned me on so much. Oh, dear God.
Everybody run!
Need someone to teach those nasty Nazis a lesson? No problem, just call on the Squirter. Allied forces employ the Squirter's copious cooch control as she infiltrates Gestapo headquarters.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler!
So, you are the new SS officer, yeah? I have heard great things about you. The Führer will be pleased to have you aboard. Wait, why are you disrobing in mine office and touching yourself? I have the strangest boner right now. Oh, dear God, the office is flooding! Nine! Nine, I can't swim! Help me!
That's right. A whole battalion of krauts taken down by the Squirter's benevolent bearded clam. And for good measure, the Allied forces bring her to Auschwitz to squirt out the ovens.
Now you get here. A little earlier you couldn't come. I'm all fishwits from this Fahakta oven and my skin is peeling.
Today, the Squirter is retired from covert operations, but she still uses her wondrous womb for good, flying over the Midwestern United States to irrigate crops and over Africa to alleviate the devastating effects of drought and providing drinking fluid for its citizens by sticking her magical muff out the bomb bay doors and splash. Millions of lives are touched thanks to Gretchen Avior, a squirting hero of American history.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer by Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that's caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that. Are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. Right now.
Welcome back. Hour number two. The Metal Injection Live Cast, episode 195. You just heard Alarum with Shifting Skies Like Nothing. Right before that was Doth with The Unbinding Truth. You heard a little Squirter commercial. And we kicked it off with Nocmistium with Omnivore. Yes,
isn't it pronounced Alarm? What are you, Tom Brokaw?
No, it's Alarum.
There's a U in there.
Yep. Like Alarum Sparum.
They're Australian.
It's still not. What is that, a word like a?
That's a country.
For wallaby?
Yes, it.
Something, an alarum?
Ring the alarum.
Yeah.
Maybe they just like didn't know how to spell, or there was a typo of some sort, and they already got all their merch printed.
Like Noah. Like without the H at the end.
Yeah.
Was that a typo? No?
No.
So clever. You guys are so clever.
Thank you.
Sid and I are going to go out on the road and do a comedy where we both speak exactly at the same time.
And then the second half of the show is just both of us screaming Jinx, knock on wood, and looking for things to knock on.
Is this what? Nope. Is this what? Nope. Okay, let's deal. All right. The other big story of the week, other than Al Roker sharding,
Al Roker's duty story.
Is a story about the guitarist of Four Today, which I believe is Sid's favorite band.
Mm.
And it's tied to the other story because he's on Today. He's on the Today Show.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That's true.
On Channel 4.
Taurus, Mike Reynolds was he had a bit of a Twitter meltdown. He was discussing how this preacher had to step down because of his views on gay rights on gay marriage in Obama's something or other in his cabinet.
Something or other. I don't think he had a preacher in his cabinet.
Where was it?
It might have been like, wait, if it was this like for the inauguration?
Something, the inauguration. Yeah. So anyway, he was responding to that, and then he said something about how there's a state church and preachers who advocate LGBT, homosexuality is a sin. And then he wrote, there's no such thing as a gay Christian. The same as there is no such thing as a Christian who loves sin. And then he said all this stuff, and there was this huge uproar about it.
Right.
And so I want to discuss one thing. I am with Darren when this story came up, and I was like, I want to come up with a funny headline.
Oh, yeah.
And the one that we landed on was, For Today Guitarist Hates the Gays for Jesus. I was very proud of.
Accurate.
And the main comment to the story was, where did he say that he hates homosexuals? He just said homosexuality is a sin.
Well, I mean, that's a common dodge.
Yeah, and then it's like, hate sin, but not the sinner.
Right.
Someone explain this to me.
It's just a way of dressing it up and making it sound that it's not bigoted when it still is.
Yeah. Well, how could you say that you don't hate the, like, I don't know, I can't even.
They say, basically, it's like code. It's like saying, I wouldn't have anything against gay people if they stop having gay sex. Like,
yeah, we just need to cure them.
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Or if they repress their feelings and just don't have any gay sex, then it's fine. It's the act.
They're
bad people.
Right.
I see.
But that, you know, that's stupid because that's like telling a straight person not to have sex with the opposite.
But
sex.
Isn't that what we tell pedophiles?
And also,
yes.
Priests, aren't priests not allowed to have sex?
But pedophiles rape people against their free will.
Yeah, that's the difference.
As I said, a one-year-old cannot say no. So that's technically not against someone's will.
Right, but you shouldn't compare that to gay people having sex
I'm just
consensually.
Saying, I'm trying to have it both ways here.
So we have a caller.
Which is another sin.
828. You've been on the line. Are you there? Hello, 828.
Maybe you should say area code 828. Maybe they don't understand.
828 hung up.
Oh,
he understood.
Where is 828?
Yeah.
That sounds like the Boondocks anyway.
Cocoa, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was very proud of a lot of the commenters, though, because when these religious people came into the comments, and I don't think these religious people are actually Metal Injection readers, there was a lot of defense. People did the work for me.
You were
nice.
Sort of an enlightened audience at times.
Yeah.
Depends on the topic, but
maybe 30% of the time.
But then there were also people who meant well but didn't quite get it. Like, like, oh, this guy's a fag anyway. his band is full of fags.
So they were more outraged that a gay guy was out because he's a hypocrite. They are against gays, but he's not allowed to say it.
Hey, it's okay to be a bigot as long as you're in a good band. If your band sucks, then meh.
Yeah. It's a faggot.
You're sullying the cause.
Sounds about right. So this guy quit the band.
I have no idea what they sound like.
Maybe I could play some
for today.
You don't even need to.
No, I want to hear it.
I think you do know what they sound like.
Yeah.
Trash it.
Like a shart.
It sounds better.
That actually makes the music better.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. Oh, you thought that was the song?
For a second, yeah.
Mission accomplished. Can't hear it. Make it loud. Gay!
This is very gay.
And I don't mean in the, this sucks, so I'm calling it gay sense, because that's offensive.
You mean
like
all... All homosexual people will enjoy this.
I think I heard this at the gay pride parade once, actually.
It's a little femme.
So femme, but femme doesn't mean gay.
I know. It's femme, but it's a man singing it.
It sounds like a bunch of guys screaming in a room without their shirts on, all sweaty and hugging each other.
Yeah, I'm just saying an insult that will hurt the singer of this band.
Yeah.
No, I don't really mean it. And he would be offended if I said his music was gay. So I don't.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It still sounds like a lot of stuff that you play on the show, though.
His music is a sin.
Rob.
Yes. I don't hate the band. I hate the,
the sin.
Sound of the band.
Yes.
Don't hate the band. Hate the music. If they would just stop, repress themselves from making shitty music.
Play mariachi instead of
playing. Metal mariachi.
Yeah.
If they would just repress this and just internally be shit.
No, how do you turn it off?
I can't.
Go ahead. What? Oh, you turned it off?
Yeah.
Now, if you could do that with our usual music breaks also, the problem would be solved completely.
Yes. Well, we need something on so we can take a break.
We could take a break and just leave the mics open. What does it matter? I bet the listeners would be very interested.
They do miss a lot of funny banter between us.
But then it wouldn't be a break.
Yeah, it would.
What
we'd
if you
take our headphones
poop or whatever.
Off? So then one of us goes poop.
Yeah. I like having the break. You recharge a little.
No, it's fine. I'm saying the break would be what it is, except without music playing. With our mics open.
So it'd just be silence?
Yeah, whatever the hell we do.
No, that's lame.
It's real life.
I'm saying that we should do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
During the break?
We could do if
but
we
that
had
wouldn't
a,
be a break.
No, if we had a second screen experience, that would be on the second screen, like in the app. Like, all right, we're going to take a break from the live show, but if you have our app, you can just turn it on.
It's
and
brilliant.
You can,
let's have an app and then
get
do
on
that.
Get on that.
No. Just one.
So wasn't there more to this?
Oh, yeah. So the singer of the band, apparently the guitarist quit.
That I didn't know.
I'm sure he quit and he didn't get fired.
He posted this really long thing with all these things about it. Like, it was just really hard to get through.
It was a thing with a thing and there were things.
Lots of Jesus love. He's going to become a missionary in the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm sure that had nothing to do with the timing of him being embarrassed in the press.
Yeah, and so the band...
Well, he just figured that there's a lot of people there with AIDS, so they must be gay, so he could go and cure them. Get the real work done.
The band commented on it, and their comments was just like, "For today has always and will always be a band that is about loving people. We have no hatred towards any people, regardless of what they believe or how they live. We may not agree on everything, but Jesus loves you, and he died for you."
Except the gays.
And
no,
so would we.
Records too.
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with what?
Any of that.
You don't think Jesus loves you?
I mean, I don't believe in Jesus, so I don't care about that.
Yeah, but do you think they love you for today?
No, I think they like touring and playing music and doing whatever they want.
They want to keep doing that, so they need to not alienate any potential. Yeah.
Right, so here's the weird thing, that the singer of the band, he posted this like really blown-out statement.
I'm sure many of you have heard
blown out.
One of the guitar players made some comments about homosexuals and that lifestyle that have really exploded on the internet. That have evoked a lot of hatred.
That guy sings? He has no voice.
Because he's singing so hard.
I hate facts.
Like the principal from Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
He's going to get spilled for this.
Don't suck anyone's cock. You're a man.
So, Facebook and Twitter are not really that plain.
So here's the best part.
A lot of people spot a lot of opinions on Twitter, and it doesn't ever get anything done. The world is not a better place because of it.
Yeah, Rob.
So I want to invite you to call me.
Call me.
If you have a personal issue or something in your heart that you want to share that came as a result of these comments, if you felt personally attacked or somehow injured emotionally because of this, I want to invite you to call me.
I'm sorry.
The number is 251-281-8479.
We are so calling him.
I'm going to keep my phone on me. I've cleared my schedule for as long as I need to.
He's cleared his schedule.
I want anybody that has been personally affected by these comments to call me. I would love to hear you out, and I would appreciate it if you would give me that honor. Thank you.
That can't be his phone
number.
Give
me a call.
How many views has that had now?
65,000 views.
So,
oh my gosh.
If you call now, I'll throw in a set of steak knives.
I feel like you would have already given up by this point, though.
Well, Sid had the idea that we should prank him and say that that we're like one of us is a gay guitarist that would improve their image with the gay community. Yeah. So can we join for today?
Darren, I nominate you.
Why?
You're a great actor.
You're really, and you stay in character even if the rest of us are laughing. All
right, sure.
All right, let's do this.
Is that the prank we're going with? Because there was a few of them.
If worse comes to worse, what we can do is we get the phone number for the guitarist that quit that's about to go to the Middle East to be a missionary, and Rob could hook him up with some of his relatives in Iran so he has some.
You asshole.
He has a rock to sleep on.
Not a rock. What were some of the other pranks?
I don't remember.
Well, then let's just go with this one, I would say.
Oh, my gosh.
We're calling him.
He probably has caller ID, so we only get one chance.
Someone just said I should call us the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, oh, that's also
hello.
Really good.
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Maddie Montgomery.
Ruth.
Going to go to voicemail. It's like Nina or someone.
Can you put him on hold?
Big fan. Don't be like super gay with the voice. Okay.
Hey, this is Maddie. Sorry you missed me. Leave a message and I'll do my best to give you a call back. Thanks.
Hey, Matt. This is Bruce. I'm a guitarist in the Washington State area. I saw the little kerfuffle that you had in the media the other day, and I figured, I know you left your band because it was, like, really embarrassing for you, and at first I was outraged because of the things you said, but then I was like, well, you know, don't hate the bigot, hate the bigotry. So I was like, maybe if you started a new band, I could be your guitarist, and that would be like an olive branch to the gay community. So I'll try back later, and maybe I'll get in touch with you in person. Okay, bye.
I really hope he listens to all of that.
I wish he picked up.
Wait, so is that the singer or the guitarist who quit that you were calling?
The singer. Oh. You were talking about. Do you want to call back? Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And the last message.
They just said I should call in a Sal the Jerk Off Barber.
You should just keep reading messages of different characters.
I play the guitar. I play the mandolin.
Come on.
Let's do one more call as Iron Sheik.
And then I think the Iron Sheik has
it's him not gay. All right, I'll call him.
Wait, are we calling the number again?
Yeah.
I don't think it's urgent. Call us Thor.
That's next.
Should be Thor and like support his stance against gays. Where's the voicemail?
Yeah, where's the voicemail?
I don't know what's going on.
Ah, you suck.
I think if you try to call back, it doesn't happen. Yeah,
he didn't pick up, right?
I think he just hung up.
Oh, he picked up and clicked off?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck sure. You.
Wait, let's try.
Fuck! What's his name? I don't remember. Fuck the for today. Fuck the tomorrow. Fuck the yesterday.
What did we do, Star 6-7?
Okay. He's the grasshopper dick.
Have you looked
the number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Will the YouTube comments have reports of what happens when they call and stuff? Have you looked?
Does anybody... Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Has anybody tried to call in for today?
I tried to call in. It no work.
That's upsetting. We can't do multiple calls. Let's try one more time.
Try from your cell phone, Rob.
No, I'm not going to.
No, and then unplug the computer so we stop recording the show.
Fuck the Tuesday. Fuck it every day. Piece of shit.
No, this is... Come on, voicemail.
Hey, this is Maddie. Sorry you missed me. Leave a message, and I'll do my best to give you a call back. Thanks.
This the Iron Sheik, number one, weightlifting wrestling champ one, USA, WWF, Vince McMahon. I hear you, what you say, all in the internet. You're a no good fag. You're a piece of shit. Nobody talking like this about fag except for another fag like you. You quit your band because you're a no balls, grasshopper dick, fag, scared to stay in the band. Talk about the fag. Why you not stay in the band and keep saying a bad thing about fag? Probably because you taking the dick in the ass. Because you're no grasshopper dick having faggot. You no have it the 10-inch cock like the Iron Sheik. Fuck you. Fuck the for today. Fuck the tomorrow. Fuck the yesterday. Fuck the day after tomorrow. Fuck the January. Fuck the December. Fuck it all of the time. Fuck you.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I hope he responds.
That was like climactic build up, Darren.
Oh, I should have mentioned that he not split his cock with anyone. Sorry, Jarrell.
And you should have asked about the 7-year-old baby. Next time.
Well, there we go. We learned so much today.
No, we didn't. He didn't pick up at all. I wanted to react.
Yeah, I wish he'd pick up. Sad. 828, you're on the line. Are you just listening? Is that what's going on here?
No, it's the for today guy.
828, you're not going to talk? Just say something. Say hello, and then we'll let you go.
We hear you.
Wait, what?
Hey, yeah.
Hello. I was just listening. Okay, yeah, what's up?
Who is this?
Well, we're going to listen back to you.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. I was reading some Gorilla Biscuits lyrics, honestly, and then I heard you guys do a prank phone call on someone. I'm assuming it's like about 4 days off, so yeah.
It would have been a lot better prank if he picked up the phone. But
why are you reading Gorilla Biscuits lyrics? What year is this?
I saw their LP at a record store today for like $12, so why not?
What's your name?
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Yeah. Do what?
Where are you from?
Oh, I live in Michigan. All right.
Do you not have computer speakers?
Do what?
Do you not have computer speakers? Why do you need to listen to the phone?
Do what?
Okay, how come you have to listen to us over your
it's
phone?
It's done. We're done. He's back on hold. Okay. He's back on hold. This is. I don't like that. All right. Here's some more stuff. Sid sent me this link. I want to play this. Mrs. Miller is the name of the artist. She is a new level of great vocalist. This is what metal should sound like. Yeah. Here's her cover of The Beatles' Monday's Night.
It's been a hard day.
He's Snyder.
I mean, I feel like...
Yeah. He's liking this. It is like shaking back and forth in his seat, bouncing.
It's a bit of Parkinson's. That's what this
lady. Right? Hasn't everybody sang like this?
And then I dropped to this. He's like, dude, this is me in the shower. And then he sent me a JPEG.
Yeah, it just happened to me in the shower when you said when you
were. No, he just had a JPEG laying around.
So who is this woman? Mrs. Miller.
But who is she?
It looks like my grandpa.
She's just someone that does this on YouTube, or is she like?
Well, this is old.
Elva Ruby Con Miller.
What's Carol's last name? Is it Miller?
Oh, Carol gave us her number, told us to call her.
Another person.
Let's call her. She'll pick up, though. She
should have you should have Thor call Carol and solicit her for a date.
We should have Thor call that guy, too.
Can we do a three-way and, like, call Carol and that guy?
Let's
and
get Carol
have a conversation with Carol and Philip, his voicemail with it?
We should have Carol on to throw her support behind the anti-gay guy.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
Are you calling Carol? Let's call Carol.
Carol already left us a pretty racist...
What?
Okay, I found another
one. When?
Can I read it?
Another
today?
One?
No, it's... Yeah.
Can I read it?
No, it's offensive.
It's really that bad?
Well, I'm sure she'll repeat it when we call her anyway.
Yeah, that's fine then.
She emailed something or posted
something
the other day.
He wants it out of her
mouth,
not his.
Yeah.
What was it about anyway?
Being in Walmart and gay bashing someone and then looking for backup. Yeah. She'll tell us about
Hello?
It.
Carol.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Carol?
Huh? Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Carol. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh, hey. What you doing?
We're talking about racists, so naturally your name came up.
Of course.
But she has a good attitude about it.
She's very positive about her racism.
What a lovely lady.
What?
Carol, we were talking about the Four Today guitarist and his homophobic terms. And then we mentioned how in the comments of the post, you said that you went to a Walmart, you saw two people kissing, and then what did you do?
Oh, no, they weren't kissing. They had their arms around each other. It was two dudes, and I said fags. And then when I got around to the back of the store, it was some black dude back there, and he looked kind of faggy, and I just asked him, I said, why are dudes fags? You know, why do people get,
Carol,
I can't say it right, why are people queer?
Carol,
okay?
Carol.
And he said, you don't know me.
Carol.
You don't know me. And I asked him again, I said, I just want to know why people are gay or whatever. And he said, you don't know me. And he got all defensive, so I walked on.
I wonder why he got defensive. But Carol, what is your definition of looking faggy? I'm curious.
He was wearing a shirt and pants.
Was it a coral shirt?
I don't know. It just looked faggy to me. I don't know how to explain
what,
it.
What characteristics to you are faggy?
Oh, what characteristics to you are faggy? Same there.
Good question. Well, I feel... Well, you're the one who said he looked faggy. What about him looked faggy to you?
I don't know. I can't really put it into words. He just looked faggy.
You just have you have this gaydar that you just know, like a fagdar more than a gaydar, right? Like it's just, it was going.
I don't know.
I have to say though, I mean, I have to give credit to whatever gay couple went anywhere close to where Carol lives and held hands and. You like. She's not lynching anybody. She's just, hey, yo, that's it. She
what? Away. I can't hear you.
Carol, where are you from? Are you from North Carolina?
No, South Carolina. You know that. Wilford, South Carolina.
North Carolina. Almost.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
But honestly,
I can't hear you. You keep cutting out.
I feel like, honestly, if you're a gay couple and you go to South Carolina, wouldn't you be disappointed if somebody didn't gay bash you? Like,
you have to know.
You're expecting it. Like,
yeah.
She's like... South Carolina.
Right. Yes, exactly.
By,
you know, keep cutting out. I can't hear what you're saying.
Carol, have you ever had your racism or gay bashing ever come back at you? Like, has a black person ever tried to attack you for?
Yes, because we're all violent animals, right, Rob?
Well,
it doesn't really matter if they do or not. I mean, that's all, man.
Sit down and talk some sense.
You think you can take them, Carol? You're not afraid of them?
No, I'm not scared.
Like, if that guy that you were like, hey, you look faggy, and then he got up and punched you, how would you respond to that?
I don't believe he would have gotten his hand to me.
Why is that?
She's fast.
I just don't think he would have.
Carol knows karate.
Is this...
No, I've never taken karate.
Have you ever had a confrontation, though, with someone who you insulted or something like that?
Mm-mm. Nope.
They never, I guess where she lives, you don't respond. You just keep walking because you're afraid you get killed.
Honestly, I've heard probably just calls everybody a fag. Like, everyone's a fag.
Have you called?
So they just know that she's like the crazy fag lady of the neighborhood. It's like, it's like saying hello.
Any final words?
Oh, I stood there and asked him about five times. And I mean, if he was going to throw a punch at me, he had plenty of time to do so. It wasn't like I said it and ran.
Yeah. Well, the answer if you ran right after asking him.
So what is your...
I didn't.
What is your grounds for being against gays? Like, is it biblical? Like, or you just think it's gross or what?
I don't know.
Deep thoughts.
I don't know. I mean, definitely biblical because, you know, it's against religion, my religion. But I don't know if there's other reasons besides that. I'd have to go get some psychoanalysis or something to tell you that.
Because to me, I don't know. Like, to me, you know, I don't, it doesn't bother me if, you know, two people want to fuck. Like, that's out of my, I don't have to see it. I don't care. Like, why does that bother me? Why is it, it doesn't bother me at all. Why would it bother you?
I don't know.
You don't have to like it. I mean, but just who cares? Like, let it go.
So you were blocking the frozen food aisle at the Walmart.
All right,
come
that's
on,
different.
Darren.
All right, then, but that's not, that's just rude. That's not the game
well,
is being an issue.
She's letting
I never, I'm not going to apologize for being rude.
I'm just saying. I wasn't saying you're rude. I said the two people fucking in front of the frozen peas were rude.
Yeah, like, so what if they were...
they had their arms around each other. I like how it's gone from arms around each other to holding hands to making out to fucking.
To fucking in front of the peas.
Yeah. So what if they had their arms around each other? What's the big deal?
Why does that bother you?
Yeah.
Maybe she's...
I don't know.
Straight people do that, too.
Yeah, do you call out straight people when they do that?
Yes, I actually do, because I saw two heterosexual people kissing in Walmart one day, and I said, this is a store. Go get a room.
Great fags.
I didn't call them fags. It was a male and a female.
So you're just against PDA. That's what it is. You're just against public
displays of affection. Well, holding hands is cool, but not like flopping in front of everybody. Because I'll tell you the truth.
I missed that, Carol. Holding hands is okay, but isn't okay?
Huh?
not
what was that?
Well, I mean, it's like watching a porn movie. You know, you can't help but get excited. And you know, I mean, I didn't have anybody, and I was like, damn.
You wanted something to cock. That's what it is.
Like watching.
I am very horny.
Carol.
He's very horny. You listen, the woman is pent up.
Well, I haven't had sex since 2007, and I can't find a good man to do it with.
When you not try, or it's you trying and failing? Like, what's?
Yeah, I'm failing.
Oh.
Maybe it's because you just call every guy that's next to you a faggot.
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't do that.
No, I don't.
Maybe she could find someone who's equally bigoted and they could match up.
She's just not down the right aisle at Walmart.
Just try OK Big.
Hang out.
Carol, dare I ask, what kind of pornography do you watch?
I don't watch it. I've seen it, but I don't watch it. But I know what it does to you.
What's it do to you?
Turns you gay.
What's it do to you?
Right.
What
prescriptions do you take?
All right. We're done.
No,
thank you.
I wanted to hear about her.
I want to know about her dating life.
Yeah.
Is she like on OkCupid?
I wanted
to ask how much she weighs.
Are you on any
Christian Mingle?
Are you on Christian Mingle or any dating websites?
No.
Them got it.
Gay date.
Yeah. No, I guess not. All right. Well, she doesn't want to talk about it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Carol. That was Carol, everyone. That was.
We called her.
Thank you for letting us call you, Carol.
Thanks for picking up on like some other guy.
Yeah,
she's the worst Walmart greeter ever.
I just showed Monica a photo of Carol, and there was an audible gasp.
Monica was offended.
I was quite. Even,
where you gay, Spinaf, bag?
Put that picture away. Where's Carol from? North Carolina.
South Carolina.
Don't offend our good listeners in North Carolina.
I knew she wasn't from North Carolina when she picked up the phone. Only people that backwoods are from South Carolina.
What are you, a North Carolina elitist, Monica?
Maybe, yeah.
Captain Berger writes, she's on racisthatedate.com.
Welcome to Walmart, babe.
Ja Rule says, Carol is on Christian Collar Me. KKKlove.com.
Yeah.
Wow.
For some reason, I thought you said Charo says the... Like,
Charo.
Why would Charo?
Yes, Charo
is the white Charo.
Did you see Django? Carol kept popping in my mind.
I haven't seen it yet. It's downloaded.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
Really good.
I've illegally downloaded it.
Great. I won't talk about it then.
Thank you.
I can't believe
she hasn't had sex in 7 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been that recent.
6 years.
We should have asked what. We should have gotten into detail about it.
You were in a rush time.
Yeah,
right. Should we call her back?
We got to the best conversation that we could have had with Carol.
Now I'm curious. I guess it's a good cliffhanger.
I feel like maybe last time we talked to her, we got into this and we've just forgotten.
Mm.
We covered a lot of bases.
She couldn't hear us. She just kept laughing.
No one else is covering her bases.
Thank God for that.
No, I mean, why? I think if she got a little dick, she might be, you know.
Why don't we create a profile for Carol on like a W Chaser website? And we'll get her a date.
Well, her problem isn't just being chubby. I feel like it's the facial, too. You know what I mean?
Does she have a beard or something?
Well, I just don't think if she lost weight, she still wouldn't be attractive.
Why does she need to lose weight? Some guys like thick girls.
I'm saying
she's not a girl.
I'm just saying if it's not like she's a pretty girl, it's fat.
Mm.
Whatever. I don't mean to be insulting, but
she does.
Yeah. So I'm higher than her.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sink to her level.
Why are you a fag? No. You're better than her, clearly.
35. I'm not in Walmart, sir. Don't insult me.
She sees a lot of weird activity going on. I wonder how much time she spends at the Walmart just like
walking
around. Seeing what everyone's doing.
Ugh. Maybe that's all she does.
What do you got?
That's her walking around Walmart.
Yeah.
You? Gay.
Gay.
If only we knew what town she lived in, we could call up the local Walmart and be like, do you know a woman named Carol?
Let's just call every Walmart.
Maybe we can call and have them make an announcement.
Yeah. How big can South Carolina be? It's all swamp, you know. And there's like probably four.
She told us the name of her town. I forget what it is, though. God damn it.
Hateburg.
Yeah.
El Duderino in the chat writes, Carol would anal full Nelson the For Today guitarist.
With her gut.
Anal full Nelson.
You don't remember this? We discussed this on the air.
No.
Didn't you
Google it. It's a sex move.
Oh.
It's a ridiculous one that no one ever did. It's just from porn.
So someone has done it.
Right. I mean, but like only for porn, I meant.
You don't think anyone's ever tried it at home?
Maybe copying the porn, I guess. But it's like a... All right.
You think it was invented in porn?
Okay,
yeah, it's contrived.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of like double anal.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Even single anal.
Oh, whoa. Rob.
I'm looking up anal full Nelson, Monica. You don't have
look
to look at the
picture that came up when I looked up anal full Nelson.
That's just a regular full Nelson.
That's just a guy in a full Nelson analing someone.
Oh. That's Carol's favorite website right there.
Try putting it in quotes. Maybe that'll work better.
Or like
well,
plus
getting,
or minus.
You're getting anal pics and full Nelson pics.
It worked for me. I don't
two
know.
Two young boys wrestling.
Yeah, there was no anal. They both have briefs on.
That's the full Nelson.
Is there a space between full and Nelson, or is it one word?
Come on, Rob. Just tell us the right website.
Anal fullnelson.com.
Oh, no. I just got a Google Safe Search alert.
El Duderino in our chat is claiming that he's done a full Nelson because we talked about it.
An anal full Nelson?
Is that true?
I don't believe that anybody in our chat is doing anal
count if
anything.
You do it yourself.
I don't know. Yeah, or vaginal anything. Call up and tell us if
you're lying. 859, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Do you know who you're speaking with?
Oh, my God. Is this Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, I've seen where somebody commented on your website on a Facebook on some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, you left a comment on the For Today's website.
I didn't leave comment on shit, son. That's a damn phony, and you best believe it.
What is your opinion on the For Today guitarist? Do you have an opinion on his homophobic rants?
Do I have an opinion on his homophobic rants? I think that Stone Cold Steve Austin don't give a damn if they like sucking dick or if they like licking clit. Let the people do what the hell the people want to do. That's all I got to say about that. And if you don't believe me, I'll whip his sorry ass.
So Stone Cold is all about for equality. He will stun anybody.
Stone Cold Steve Austin will whip anybody's ass any day of the week, Christ on Sunday, and that's the bottom line, son.
Stone Cold, what have you been up to since we've last spoken?
Hell, Stone Cold's been smoking joints. What?
What?
Stone Cold's been drinking beer.
What?
Stone Cold's been whooping ass, and Stone Cold's been driving four-wheel drives.
What?
Don't want me, you sorry ass. I'll tell you what, I'm doing the what's around here.
Stone Cold, did you smoke one joint?
Stone Cold smoked two joints.
What?
Stone Cold smoked three joints.
What?
Stone Cold grabbed the damn bong. What? Stone Cold grabbed the vaporizer.
What?
Stone Cold grabbed some damn hash.
What?
Bitch, I'm sorry. Some bitch came up and said, Stone Cold, you want some meth? I whipped his son of a bitch in ass. Stole all his damn money, went and bought me some more weed. Then I smoked that fucking sack, and then I got really, really high.
What?
And then I called into the metal injection phone line.
Stone Cold, we're so glad to have you. It's been a few weeks since we've had you on the air. So much news has went down. Stone Cold, have you been listening to any heavy metal lately?
Have I been listening to any heavy metal lately?
Yes.
So I want to tell you right now, there's a station right outside of Lexington, Kentucky, and that damn place is called Z-Rock 103. You get on the internet and look it up. That's the only radio station Stone Cold Steve Austin listens to, because that's the only damn station that'll play Pantera around the Central Kentucky area.
So
they got playing, and we all listen to Metal Injection. We all know that because Stone Cold Steve Austin's been calling in, and it ain't no joke, son. If you ain't listening to heavy metal, what you must be listening to ain't nothing but garbage.
Stone Cold, any ladies in the life? Have you given any women any Stone Cold stunners in the bedroom?
Let me tell you something, man. I was dating this old girl about 2 weeks ago, and she said she loved the way I talk. She said she loved my accent. And bottom line, it going ahead and cut it short. We was going at it, and she was screaming at me. She was screaming, "What? Stone Cold? What? Stone Cold?" This went on for a while. This went on for a while, and then finally her damn nosy-ass sister from the other room yelled, "Oh, just stun her already." Son, you best bet I stunned that bitch if I went in the other room and stunned that bitch.
It'd be great if Stone Cold Steve Austin has sex and JR is sitting in the room calling it.
He's got her anal full Nelson, King.
Oh, have you?
No, JR did come in there a couple times. I had told him to get his fat candy ass out of here, and that he did, because I told him I ain't going to hesitate to shove that cowboy hat straight up his ass.
Well, that's uncalled for.
Now, did you ever give a lady an anal full Nelson?
An anal full Nelson?
Yeah.
No, but I gave a bitch an asshole pal driver.
I like that.
Well, brother, I got to go. I just got one twisted up, so you're going to have to let Stone Cold Austin be. Hope y'all have a kick-ass show, and I'm going to be listening.
Thank you so much for calling in, Stone Cold.
You take it easy, Rob.
Oh.
What?
Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one. Stone Cold Steve Austin, always a pleasure to have him on the show. Thank you for having the music queued up.
That was a good palate cleanser from Carol,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
There's like a fire truck or something outside the studios right now. It's been out there for a while.
Are we going to die?
What's going on?
It is usually the one that looks out the window.
I smell like some smoke or something.
Oh, that's
probably
smoking weed. Mm.
Oh, it's an ambulance.
Who died?
They're just hanging out in the corners, it said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like how you said there's a fire truck outside the studios.
That's
hipster,
right.
It's a hipster ambulance from Williamsburg.
No, it's just really hot in here.
Mm-hmm. The hipster ambulances, the EMTs, are really good because they get to the accident before the person needs them, because if they got there later, it wouldn't be cool. So they prevent accidents from happening.
There you have it, folks. Hipster ambulance. Caller number 646-929-1357. If you call in the next 10 minutes, you will win a Black Dahlia Murder DVD. Oh, I said it.
What? Wow. Can I win that Black Dahlia Murder DVD?
No.
Do you have an extra one?
No.
Damn.
Do you have a job?
Can I watch it before we send it out to whoever calls in and wins?
Do you have a, are you implying our callers don't have any jobs?
Oh. Some of them are young and in school.
Yeah. And others are Carol.
Yeah.
Carol's on disability, I believe she said.
Great.
No, Jake. Put down your phone. You cannot call in either. Okay? Probably get the DVD. All right. Now, what else is going on in the world?
You tell me. We'll you have the internet in front of you.
Let's look at our bookmarks here. Oh, there's something. Sugar Ray is going on a cruise.
Mark That's still McGrath something that exists.
Well, give the rundown of the cruise.
Smash Mouth. Sugar Ray and the Gin Blossoms. This is
Is that why Sean isn't here?
Yeah. Wait, it's
is
like
he on
a
that cruise? Is that happening now?
This is like a cruise of Cleveland, like Mushroom Head had.
Oh, also with Cracker, Spin Doctors, Vertical Horizon, The Verve Pipe, Marcy Playground, Special Acoustic Performance.
That's actually good. That's sad to me.
Special Acoustic Performance. By Ed Roland of Collective Soul and the guy from Live.
They're going to sink that ship,
the Kowalczyk?
Right?
Yes.
The guy that looks like a cancer patient?
Yep.
Is Cracker the same club. As Uncle Cracker?
No. No, 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 no.
No, the guy that sang Low. Yeah. It's Miami to Nassau.
And Collective Soul. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah. It's a Carnival Cruise. Oh, we have a caller. 718. Steve Austin.
Uh-oh.
What's up?
What's up? Is this Shankletown?
Nah, Bill Nido.
Oh, hello, Bill Nido.
Yes, I want the Black Dahlia Murder DVD.
Sorry, we can't send anyone to New York.
Rob doesn't really have one.
That's not cool.
You can hand deliver it to him, depending on what neighborhood.
Yeah, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Staten Island.
We don't go
too
there.
Too far.
Gross.
Sorry.
Foot of the Verrazano Bridge, but you have to cross over and pick it up.
We're not. Oh, okay.
Too far. Too far.
You have to give it to him. You said you were going to give it to
him. Yeah, no. We'll give it to you. All right, yeah. Just send me a private message on the website with your address. And I'll...
See, I think Rob, now technically we have to give it to you, but I think he was trying to get someone to call with some content. Not just, hey, I want the
DVD.
Yeah,
that's boring.
Do you have anything to say?
No, I just want the DVD.
Well, when do we get to know him? Do we even know his name? His real name?
Yeah, Bill Nido.
Well, what's his
Bill
name?
Nido.
Oh, Bill.
That's his name. It's a coincidence that there's a meme with that, too.
No, what is it?
He doesn't want to give his name.
Hello?
Well, he's going to have to give Rob his address, so.
Mm-hmm. P.O. Box.
You hang up.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
How high are you right now?
Can we get Carol back on?
What's your name?
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he needs to need it in Spanish.
Ah, he hung up.
He didn't want that DVD, I guess.
Come on, man. 646-929-1357.
What's that?
That's our phone number.
Oh. It's not your phone number,
If you call in, you can get a personalized voicemail by Jake from Periphery.
Oh.
Hi, this is Jake from Periphery calling for, and then your name?
The guy from For Today.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to play guitar in that band now? They have an opening.
No.
Have you ever played a show with Four Today? Have you ever been on the same bill?
No. We don't play with bands like that normally. I'm serious.
Homophobic God ones hearing. Or
no Christian? You've never been on a tour with like a Christian band?
I wouldn't know. Nobody ever talks about religion on the road. So
okay.
Are they a Christian band or are they? I thought they were just that guy was a Christian weirdo.
No, the other guy, the Four Today, the singer, is also they're all into the Jesus.
But is this are like, the songs about that though?
Sure. Maybe I don't.
They're all
know.
Like these super preachy
yeah.
God bands.
I don't consider it a Christian band unless like they sing about that.
Right. Yeah. So no preachy band. You've never toured with a preachy band.
Maybe like one, but I never really noticed them doing it. I've only heard about it. So like it's never an issue on the road. Everybody's pretty much on the same page with that kind of stuff.
Satanic bands? Goat Whore? Had any rituals with Goat Whore?
Goat Whore wanted to beat us up the first couple of days.
Really? Oh, why is that?
Yeah, they. Well, it was mainly Sammy. He would just get really angry at us.
Oh.
Just for being, I guess, young. And playing, like, you know, really silly music to him. What is silly music? So he, like, he would always, like, get really drunk and he would attack, like, a different member of
like the group. Like, physically?
No, just, like, verbally.
Okay.
Verbally. And eventually we would like, have talked about it, like, how are we going to make Sammy like us? Because this is a pain in the ass. He would always try to scare us with, like, devil worship stories and sacrificing animals and stuff like that. But, you know, we never really cared, so
yeah.
We killed him with kindness eventually.
Nice.
I think he likes us. Sammy, do you like us?
Give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Sure he's listening.
I interviewed Goat Whore once, and I was like, hey, Sammy, what's your drink of choice? And he's like, virgin's blood, baby's blood, something like that. And I'm like, oh, cool. What's the blood alcohol content of that? And then he goes, oh, depends on how much alcohol you put in the baby before you kill it.
Oh.
I was like, great, that's an answer. That's a great answer.
Wow. I would laugh if I was if I saw that.
I laughed.
And he's making
laugh.
Fun of other people for playing silly music.
I think it was a joke. All right, 859, you're on the air.
My name is Hank Hill, and I'm calling for Rob.
What? Hank Hill calling for Rob? This is Rob.
Yeah, Rob, I want to talk to you, son.
Okay.
I understand you've been having a real hard ass calling to the show, Steve Cold.
Oh, Steve Austin, yes. Stone Cold Steve
Austin. I actually know that guy. I went to a party with him several times. At this place out in Moreland, Kentucky. It's called Behind the Tracks. It's hosted by a big band called Medusa Diesel. The old Stone Cold, I'm pretty sure he's queer.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he's queer. I saw him talking to some boy out there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he's a pedophile. The boy's probably, you know, 16.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm pretty sure that guy's gay. You shouldn't let him call back into your show. Well, I think the guy who made the damn homophobic remarks is right.
You think the guy who made the remarks is right? Oh, no.
I do. I think the son of a bitch is right.
I think you're wrong.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to hang up on you. Huh? Yeah.
I don't want to discourage people from calling in and doing shtick because I like it, but I think he should stick with the Stone Cold.
Stick with the Stone Cold shtick.
You need to know your audience, and I don't think many of the live cast people are King of the Hill aficionados, so that one sort of...
But it didn't sound like Hank Hill.
Yeah, it did, I guess, but I mean, that's...
Bobber. That was a little lower register for Hank Hill. Like,
can you do a Hank Hill?
Not really great, but I don't know.
What in the hell?
Okay, that's respectable.
I think Stone Cold is a queer.
Not really either, but I can tell when the one sound doesn't sound good.
There's not.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. So, since nobody called in, do I get to take that black dollar?
Well, did the kid call in?
But then he didn't
leave
his
information.
Info.
We don't even know his name.
We'll just mail it to Shankletown as a prize for the Fantasy Football League.
Nope.
Oh, we still haven't mailed him anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to convince him to give me his.